تنوشتم بيوتنم بشيرينم ببنم مثوى شيرت ككليسية بنتني أنجلوس شيرتي بارثينوس تسمس بنسوتير شيري غفريل تفهيشن نوفيناس شيري ميخائيل بي أرشي أنجلوس شيري بغفتف توبي مبرز فيتيروس شيرين شيروفيم شيرين سيرافيم شيرين تاغماتيرون إيبورانيون شيري يو النسبي نشتم رودروموس شيري بميتس نافنا بوستولوس شيري بنيوت ماركوس بي إفانجيلستيس بي ريف غوري فولنتيني إيزولون شيري ستيفانوس بي شوربن مارتيروس شيري غورغيوس بي سيوتانوي شيري بخوروس ترفنتيني مارتيروس شيري افانتوني افا بافلين بي شومت مكيريوس شيري بخوروس ترفنتيني ستافرو انتيني ستافرو فروس شيري نيثو افتيرو تافرانا فيمي بشويس هيتن نو افكي بهرستوس بن اورو اريون اي نيمن انتك مت اورو O true light that gives light to every man that comes into the world. You came into the world through your love for mankind and all the creation rejoiced at your coming. You have saved Adam from deception and delivered Eve from the pangs of death. You gave unto us the spirit of sonship. We praise and bless you with your angels. When the morning hour comes upon us, O Christ our God, the true light, let the thought of light shine within us, and let not the darkness of pain cover us, that we may praise you with understanding, proclaiming and saying with King David, My eyes have reached the morning watch, that I might meditate upon all your words. Hear our voices according to your great mercy. Save us, O Lord our God, according to your compassion. O caring God, the maker of all good things, who governs well with his chosen ones, the strong governor for those who take refuge in him, who long for the salvation and deliverance of everyone. Through your goodness, you provide for us the night. Grant us to pass this day without sin, that we may be worthy to lift up our hands before you without anger or evil thoughts. At this dawn, make straight our coming in and our going out. Enjoy your protection, that we may proclaim your righteousness daily and praise your power, David the prophet. Sing in your peace, O Christ our Savior. We slept and arose, for we have hoped in you. Behold, how beneficent and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity, united in the true evangelic love, like the apostles. It's like the fragrant oil on the head of Christ, running down the beard, down to the feet, that anoints every day the elders, the children, and the young, the servants and deacons. Those whom the Holy Spirit has attuned together as a stringed instrument, always blessing God by psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, by day and by night with an incessant heart. You are the Mother of Light, the honored Mother of God. You have carried the uncircumscribed Logos. After you give birth to him, you remain a virgin. With praises and blessings, we magnify you. For of his own will and the pleasure of his Father and the Holy Spirit, he came and saved us. And we too hope to win mercy through your intercessions with the lover of mankind. Thus elect in sense of your virginity, ascended to the throne of the Father. Better than the incense of the cherubim and the seraphim, O Virgin Mary. Hail to the new heaven, whom the Father has created and made a place of rest for his beloved Son. Hail to the royal throne of him who is carried by the cherubim. Hail to the advocate of our souls. You are indeed the pride of our race. Intercede on our behalf, O full of grace, before our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, that he may confirm us in the upright faith and grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Through the intercessions of the Holy Saint Mary, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Thousands of thousands and myriads of archangels and holy angels, they stand before the throne of the Pantocrator proclaiming and saying, Holy, 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 in truth the glory and the honor fit the Trinity. Through the intercession, whole cry of the angels, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Our fathers, the apostles, preached to the nations the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Their voices went forth unto all the earth, and their words have reached the ends of the world. Through the prayers of our Lord and Father, the apostles, O Lord, grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Unfading crowns the Lord has placed upon the whole choir of the martyrs. He saved and delivered them because they took refuge in him. They celebrate with him in his kingdom. Through the prayers of the whole choir of the martyrs, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Your sins bless you, and they speak of the glory of your kingdom. Your kingdom, O my God, is an eternal kingdom, and your lordship is unto all ages. Through the prayers of the whole choir, the cross bearers, the righteous and the just, O Lord, grant us forgiveness of our sins. Hail to Elijah, the prophet of temperance, and Elisha, his elect disciple, the great evangelist of the land of Egypt, St. Mark the apostle, the first prelate. You are the mother of God, O Virgin Mary, ask him on our behalf to have mercy on our race. The great patriarch, our father of us ever, whose holy teachings enlightened our minds. Our father, the confessor, Abba de Escorus, defended the faith against the heresies. And all of our fathers who have pleased the Lord, may their holy blessings be guarded unto us. Through their prayers, O God, grant us the forgiveness of our sins and give us peace. Your mercies, O my God, are countless and exceedingly plenteous are your compassions. All the raindrops are counted by you, and the sand of the sea is before your eyes. How much more are the sins of my soul manifest before you, O my Lord? The sins that I have committed, do not remember, my Lord, and do not count my iniquities. For you have chosen the public adulteress, you have saved, and the right-hand thief, my Lord, you have remembered. And I, to the sinner, teach me, O my Lord, to offer repentance. For you do not desire the death of a sinner, but rather that he returns and that his soul may live. Restore us, O God, to your salvation, and deal with us according to your goodness. For you are good and merciful, let your compassion speedily come to us. Have compassion upon us all, O Lord God, our Savior, and have mercy upon us according to your great mercy. Remember those, O Christ, our Master, be among us and proclaim and say, My peace I give to you, the peace of my Father I leave with you. Put unto ti heed in ye moinon, and take heed in ye semnon, and take heed in cane novin on evil. Gor evil in ye gajin te ti e keklesia, ari softeros in neskim sha ene. Emeno il penoti gentin miti tinuchinip o in te pefiot, nem pep nem matawev. Into Fismoiron Tirin, into Tovo, in heat, into Talichon Nishon, into Nembusiki Nemn and Soma, Tino Ostem Moko Bechristos, Nempikiot in Agathos, Nempi Nevmath Owe, jayak iak soti mom soti sa. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
The morning gospel was already read this morning in the early liturgy, but we'll read it again quickly. From the Psalms of David the prophet and the king, he shall come down like rain upon the grass before mowing, like showers that water the earth. In his days the righteous shall flourish in abundance of peace. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. But if I cast out demons with the finger of God, surely the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his own palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he comes upon him and overcomes him, he takes from him all his armor in which he trusted and divides his spoils. He who is not with me is against me, and he who does not gather with me scatters. When an unclean spirit goes out of a man, he goes through dry places seeking rest, and finding none, he says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when he comes, he finds it swept and put in order. Then he goes and takes with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And it happened as he spoke these things that a certain woman from the crowd raised her voice and said to him, Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast which nursed you. But he said, More than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Glory be to God forever. Amen. In Osht Emevio Oot In Te Epi Oinine Peveshi Rebrezve vi shois in neftire in tithe o tokos maria smaven isos be cheresto sentiv kanen.